Sergeant F. Honey Robin, Rob Bicker, and Rick Bowen. Glad to be here. Woo! Let's get it started.
www.rjnap.com.
How many W's was that?
Three.
Thank you. RJKNAPP. That's COM. Or Reverb Nation. Or CD Baby. Or Bandcamp.
Facebook.
Be our friend.
Facebook. Yeah, friend us. And we have a new CD that is we're just releasing called Don't Blame the Dynamite If You Can't Light the Fuse.
I wrote this song with a friend of mine back in about 1980. And dang if things haven't changed, because they haven't gotten any better. So we're still waiting for times to get better, which is an
so
interesting song.
Let's get it better. Get out an acoustic, will you? Soon. So I got a new
Summers and R.J. Knapp and Honey Robin putting it together. Yeah, give them some love.
Thank you very much.
Rob Baker on the bass and Rick Bowen on drums. And they all sing. I was impressed. They can all sing. Look out. The CD is called Don't Blame the Dynamite If You Can't Light the Fuse. So now, who's the dynamite? Who's the fuse? What's the metaphor?
I can explain that to you in a 1 minute and 19 second song.
It's always a song with a musician.
It's always a song.
I must be the dynamite because I could light the fuse.
I'm the match.
There's a little play between the two of you. Just a little.
Sparks.
How long have you two been playing music together?
Oh, Robin? Robin and I, wow. We've been together for 12 wonderful years now.
Wow.
And
yeah.
I don't know why she stuck
You're
with
welcome.
Me. Just goes to show you, there's a sick mind behind every pretty face.
Well, now, when did you know you had the blues in common? When did that hit you?
When I started putting this together way back about 6 years ago, I didn't think she would want to be on board because she's like classically trained, and
excuse the frog, you can't tell.
But it was about 2 years ago, I think, we decided that Robin, come on, let's do this. You know, we can do this together, and we've been working on it since. And Rob's been with me, my wingman and best friend in the world. He's been with me for 2 years now, and I can't love him enough. I can't say thank you enough.
And he is truly classically trained.
Yeah.
Well, now, all dried out. Let's
all cried out.
Cried out.
If anybody in Ether World has any idea, now I changed that up quite a bit, and I mean no disrespect when I say this. It's got to be, to my knowledge, an old dead black man that wrote that song. Because way back in the formation of the first, what was the name of those guys? The Muscle Tones. Way back, I was kind of involved with that first thing and got kicked out, which is normal for me. But a harmonica player by the name of Doug Euler gave me like 4 cassettes and said, "Here's a whole bunch of blues stuff. Learn it." And as soon as I heard that, I was hooked, I stole it blatantly, and like I say, I don't know who did it, but if anybody out there recognized it in any way, please go to our website, because I am dying to find out who wrote that song. Yeah.
Oh, I got a couple links in my head to match that.
There you go. It's contagious.
I got at least a couple that match. Okay. Now, blues is my business, and business is good. That's an Etta James song.
That's an Etta James song, Robin does.
So you picked that one out.
Well, they kind of picked it out for me, and I swear people have come up afterwards and say, "Is that an original?" And I say, no.
That's a great tune, isn't it? Yeah.
It's really fun.
Well, now, who are some of your vocal influences? Are there any blues in that batch?
Well, my vocal, okay. Now, if anybody out there knows who Dorothy L'Amour is, I used to lean against my parents' bedroom door frame and sing The Moon of Manapura. No, but my
sexy little demon, what, 3 years old or something.
Exactly. One of the ways I helped train my voice when I was young was Barbara Streisand, because she plays her voice like an instrument. So,
it's a
you
muscle.
Know,
yeah.
Barbara, Bette Midler, Bonnie Raitt, all the singers.
Okay, You Can't Lie No Better, another great song. I heard E.C. Scott do that. Is it Delbert McClinton?
Delbert McClinton, yeah.
He wrote it, or?
Delbert McClinton, yeah, it's a Delbert song all the way. I love it.
I know better, E.C. Scott.
Hey, it's the story of my life.
Might as well tell the truth. I love that.
You might as well.
And Satisfy Robin, tell me about that.
Oh, Lonnie Mack all the way. Lonnie Mack, Satisfy Susie. Yeah, hey, I had to change it to my Sweetie Robin.
Well, that's good. And Ready for Times to Get Better. Who wrote that? That's a beautiful
song. I wrote that with a friend of mine, Ray Meredith, in the first band I ever got in out here in 1980.
That was the one from Pioneer Square.
Up at the Green River Tavern in Palmer.
Oh, look out. You're taking me way back.
Yeah, we were sitting around, and he kind of had a progression, and I kind of had an idea how it went. And We came up with two verses and could never come up with a third. The gal Renee sang it, but it was more heavy-ended rock.
Oh my gosh.
You know, than what it is now. It's been morphed, and I came up with a third verse, and I've given him credit on the CD for it because he's my brother. And
yeah, she literally could do a Janis Joplin.
And we're still waiting for times to get better, aren't we?
We are still waiting, aren't we? But Rob, how long have you been playing bass?
Yeah, it's about 45 years.
45 years. Yeah. So now, 45 years. Has it always been the bass, or did you ever do like any other instrument?
Oh golly. No, I did clarinet before that, and piano before that, and musical family. So my dad was playing guitar professionally in Seattle. And
really? What's his story?
My dad, yeah, he was an educator. He passed away a few years ago, but he played professionally with a lot of the dance bands and stuff in Seattle here for Bob Baker. I'm a junior. I'm Robert Jr. Yeah, so I'm not Bob. That's my dad. I'm Robert.
Bobby Jr.
Robert. Rob. Yeah.
Wow, a musical family, and you picked up where I mean, a lot of parents, when they play music, they don't want their kids to play music, but yours did, huh?
Yeah, I played a little bit with my dad, and he got me started on guitar when I was in third grade, and I came home one day with this big old double bass and thanked my mom, and it just, that was it.
Oh, what a fun story, and you know, we are so lucky, there's so much music in the Northwest, and you got it. Got your family in Montana, and you got support for doing it, so a wonderful thing. Can you do another tune for us, one or two, maybe? You got one or two of your songs?
I'll twist his arm.
Thank you.
middle of the afternoon, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he's real, real lucky.